Thanks for listening to today's Real Estate for Breakfast podcast. I would now like to tell you a brief story about some lessons learned the hard way. I once received a call from one of my closest friends, Brad, who lives with his family in North Miami, Florida. Hurricane Irma was all over the news, and they and their neighbors were preparing for the gigantic storm. "You're welcome to bring the family here," I told him, "as we have plenty of room." "We can't," Brad said. "Well, we would," he quickly corrected himself. "Actually, I bought 4 plane tickets for Tina and the kids." "Why then, didn't you just bring your family up north?" I inquired. "Well, we need a 5th ticket," Brad sheepishly explained. "But when I purchased the 4 tickets, I forgot to purchase one for my mother-in-law, and Tina won't leave without her mother." "Of course not," I said in agreement, and with some disbelief. "How, after all these years, do you forget your mother-in-law?" "I know, I know. Don't get me started. So we're going to stay here and weather the 2 storms." "2? I asked. "Didn't you not hear what I just said?" he quipped. "There's Irma, and now there's Tina and her mother." I checked in on Brad and his family daily as the news roared on about Irma being one of the biggest storms of this century, a storm bigger than the size of Texas. Once Irma had passed Florida, I called Brad to see how everyone was and how everything went. To my surprise, Brad responded enthusiastically. He said that the storm was an amazing experience and then relayed to me all of the things he and his family had learned from their first major hurricane since moving to Florida. First, things don't always go the way they're planned, but it's still best to be prepared. Miami was supposed to take a direct hit, but the storm center later shifted course to cause havoc on the west side of Florida. Brad told me about his long 12-hour days preparing for Irma and how happy he felt that he was prepared for the worst, even though, thankfully, it did not hit his area as expected. Second, regarding personal safety, don't be cheap. When Brad purchased his home, he replaced the hurricane shutters with new hurricane windows capable of withstanding 200-mile-per-hour winds. Brad said they were pretty expensive, but worth every penny. The older homes in his neighborhood required wooden boards or shutters, which are challenging to install. One of his neighbors was out of town when the storm hit, and so they were unable to shutter their windows in time. Third, don't go it alone. What impressed Brad the most was how his community came together. Neighbors pitched in for very long days to help one another prepare for the worst. Brad said that as tired as he was, he felt as if he fed off the energy of others in anticipation of Irma. He learned how to best prepare for the storm from his friends and neighbors who had lived through intense hurricanes before. And fourth, have the right tools or work with someone who does. The storm uprooted several large trees that blocked Brad's street. He relayed how clogged sewer drains caused flooding and needed to be snaked. He told me that his own generator had failed. When I asked how he knew to fix a generator or snake the sewer lines, he said he didn't, but was glad that his neighbor, a mechanic, showed him how. I was honestly surprised by Brad's energy and how he had treated Irma as a learning experience. He said that he had so much adrenaline from that week that he didn't want to go back and work at his office. "Sounds to me that you have everything ready for the next big storm," I said. "Dude," he replied, "forget all that. I am not saying that the things I learned about generators, chainsaws, and storm windows weren't important, because they were. But the next time, no matter what, I'm taking my mother-in-law." Dedicated to your success, David Sobel.